Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A tornado watch is in effect until 10 p.m. for much of Missouri. Severe thunderstorms, large hail, and damaging winds are expected with a system that could last into the overnight hours. The Missouri Senate is debating again today a bill that would make it harder to sue businesses for racial discrimination. State senators debated the measure for several hours yesterday before setting the bill aside. Supporters say the proposal will improve Missouri's legal climate, while opponents say it would expand discrimination in the state. A bill in the state legislature would let victims of domestic abuse terminate lease agreements and change door locks. It would apply to a tenant or any household member who's been harassed, stalked, abused, or assaulted. Senate Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis says the measure offers an avenue for women to deal with an acute problem.
We have a lot of issues that we need to deal with in terms of what's happening to women throughout the state of Missouri when it comes to domestic violence. This is a tool and a toolbox to begin to help those women who's trying to escape their predator and just get away from them.
18 states currently allow domestic violence victims to change locks, while 27 permit early lease terminations. President Trump will soon release his proposed federal budget, which reportedly includes about $50 billion in federal agency cuts. Senator McCaskill is concerned about how the federal budget will affect Missouri.
A huge part of Missouri's budget is federal pass-through dollars, so it's going to put a lot more pressure on state governments to provide the services that they're currently providing.
Cuts could be likely to the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Legal Services Corporation. Trump's budget outline reportedly includes a $54 billion boost in defense spending. For the first time, Trump will address Congress in a joint session tonight. Former Florida Republican Governor Jeb Bush will be in Jefferson City Thursday to discuss changes to education policy. He will meet with some members of the Missouri General Assembly and talk about school choice and college and career high school programs. A Missouri man has been found to be a sexually violent predator, admitting to abusing more than a dozen people nationwide. Brian Housworth reports.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says a jury in Northeast Missouri's Marion County has found 38-year-old Norman Tucker III to be a sexually violent predator. Judge David Mobley assigned an order committing Tucker to the custody of the Missouri Department of Mental Health for care, control, and treatment. Hawley says Tucker was arrested in 2004 for first-degree statutory sodomy. Hawley says Tucker pleaded guilty to one count of statutory sodomy in 2004. The attorney general says that when questioned by authorities, Tucker revealed he had abused more than a dozen people before he was caught, including a 3-year-old boy in California, an 80-year-old Florida woman, and an 11-year-old boy in North Missouri. Brian Housworth, Missouri Net.